Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam, an obligation of great importance, an act loved by Allah. It is a journey that takes us to the land of lovers. As Imam Baqir tells us, مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهَ سَوَجَلْ بُقْعَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't created any land more beloved to him than this one. And he said this whilst placing his hands on the Kaaba. The Hajj and the various actions that we perform during the Hajj are important symbols of Islam, or as the Quran says, Sha'air. These form a social identity for Muslims and a show of social strength. Islamic communities must give importance to these various symbols of Islam and strengthen the Islamic identity in our children and our youths. One of the acts related to the Hajj, specifically on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, is a sacrifice, or the Qurbani. This is something that Allah loves His servants to perform, not just for those who are in Hajj, but for everyone. Imam al-Baqir tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحِبُّ إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verily loves the act of feeding others, وَإِرَاقَةَ الدِّمَاءِ, and He loves the act of slaughtering an animal. This is related to the Qurbani that is mustahab to perform. In the Quran, Allah says that this is amongst the symbols, جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ, and that there is good for us in it, لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ. And the Quran also reminds us that what's important during a sacrifice is the taqwa of a person, the intention that he has in his heart, what motivates this person to do the sacrifice, and what he understands from this action. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The Quran says that their meat and their blood doesn't reach Allah, وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Rather, that which reaches Allah is a taqwa from you. This verse deserves a lot of reflection. The value of the outer action is dependent on the taqwa in our hearts. And finally, let's remind ourselves that whilst we slaughter an animal and feed the poor, let's also slaughter and sacrifice our haram desires, our haram pleasures, that which takes us away from Allah. This is the ultimate sacrifice within us.